The two anonymous donors gave what equals $615,000 after the Dolores Barr Weaver Fund issued a challenge grant to drive more giving. In addition to the $1 million the group raised for purchasing, it also must spend more than $100,000 to convert the land into a public park. North Florida Land Trust Director Jim McCarthy says the group is $30,000 away from accomplishing that goal, which was the desire of the land's previous owner, who passed away in April.
Sue Spencer, who owned, was the matriarch of the family, the Spencer family that owned the property, wanted to have it preserved. That was her wish. And we've been working now for 14, 15 years to help her preserve that property.
McCarthy says the acreage is critical marshland in the Temuquin Preserve and surrounding forests. The trust plans on creating 2 miles of walking trails with a footbridge and wildlife overlooks, a picnic area, 2 kayak launches, and signage throughout the park explaining its unique ecosystem. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.